It is review, Dan, Neil and Sean, after Liverpool's 2-0 win over Aston Villa on Saturday night. We'll go through the lineups and approaches, Neil. For us, I mean, it's the team I felt was right before it got called, especially around Jones being in an eight. Robertson and Nunes coming back in, I don't think, is a massive surprise. I think Villa's approach is a bit more interesting. You know, what did they set out to do? How did they want the game to play out? You know, how much of that was going to be a risk and reward factor? So a little bit after the fact now, you know, pondering both, it does lead you to Villa to be more inquisitive, I'd say, about the two setups.
Yeah, I think Villa, first and foremost, I think they were playing for what you actually got to see, which was they were looking for stuff from set pieces and they were looking just to sort of hang in the game. I think it's worth acknowledging the week the managers had. From an Aston Villa point of view, he's literally lived through something he describes as the worst mistake he's ever seen in football on Wednesday. In an away game, that's off the back of a previous away game where they were 1-0 up at half-time against one of the rivals for top four, top five possibly, and then managed to find a way to lose that game 4-1.
Lad, all I'll say is he wasn't at Middlesbrough on Boxing Day in 2001. When the Pro's goalkeeper blames ice on the ball, he wants to talk about mistakes.
Yep, I mean, there's a lot to be said and a lot to be done. We could all list them, but that's where he was and that's what he decided he was going to get stuck into. I think he's had a week where he's then almost got up on Thursday and gone, oh God, not Anfield. It's worth saying that last season Liverpool scored 6 past Aston Villa home and away. It's also worth acknowledging that last season Aston Villa actually, in the context of Liverpool scoring 6 against Aston Villa, Aston Villa had the best record against the top 4/top 6 even over the course of the campaign. And a lot of that is down to minimising action in games. And one thing that Klopp's Liverpool were very, very good at last season against Aston Villa was making action happen in games. So we ultimately, I think everything leans into a situation where the first and foremost thing that the Aston Villa manager wants to do is to try to create a situation where he fancies as little will happen as humanly possible. And the next thing that he wants to do is give himself an out ball, which I think explains the selection of Bailey on the right-hand side. And the next thing he thinks is, right, we can maybe get something out of these from set pieces, because with the decisions I've just made there, I don't quite see us doing anything in any other way. And you know, the other thing I think he's got as well is he's just got a couple of knocks at the minute and general confidence isn't quite where he'd like it to be. So all in, I think he ends up first and foremost, to your point, Dan, I think he ends up first and foremost with a bit of a plan, and I think he actually gets 75-80% of his plan.